So, greetings, everyone. Greetings, friends. Friends in the Dharma. How nice to sit together, dispersed in space and maybe time. So powerful. So powerful to realize, to consider for a moment, really the beauty, the grace, the wonder of us sitting together in this moment in time, all around the world. This profoundly touches me. So, if it may be of support for your practice, I'd like to share some reflections about calming, quieting, settling the mind and heart, settling, landing the mind and heart, citta, translated as mind heart. Because when our minds settle, it's really our hearts that settle also, mind hearts. Also our body settles too. They're all related. The body is unsettled, the mind is unsettled, and the mind is unsettled, mind heart, the body is unsettled. So settling, calming, calm abiding, unifying, arriving, so many different words we can use for the same concept. Another word that's used often is the word concentration, to concentrate the mind. Though that brings this translation of the word samadhi, the practice of samatha, brings some tightness, concentration. I feel like whenever I hear that word, I remember doing math problems. I want to concentrate and my forehead gets tight, which, by the way, I've seen for many practitioners, their forehead gets tight as if they're trying to concentrate. Whereas, actually, samadhi, collecting, landing, settling is more of a relaxed endeavor, which we'll talk more about tomorrow, relaxation. So the theme for this week is settling the mind. The word samadhi, derived from the Pali prefix sam, which means together, and the root da, which means to put, to place, which is related to the verb samadhi. Dahati, samadahati. So basically, samadhi means to put together, to bring together, to concentrate in that way, to bring together. So it entails unifying the mind, steadying the mind with undistracted awareness. Many other words, as I mentioned, used for this idea: composure, gathering, collectedness, non-distractedness, stabilizing, calming. I especially like calming, steady, malleable are some of the other words used. Stillness, that's another word also used, stillness, where hindrances and distractions are at bay and the mind is protected. So samadhi can support us, this settling of the mind, this calming of the mind. This undistractedness of the mind can be so supportive through our practice, the path of practice, for insight, for seeing things clearly in about ourselves, about others, insight arising. And also, it's tremendously helpful in life, in our daily life. For example, having a mind that can become settled, unified, composed, undistracted, still is very helpful when you want to go to sleep. And we know that in terms of health impact, sleep has number one health impact more than anything else that we can do for ourselves. For example, research is more and more research is showing that sleep is really number one, numero uno. And have you noticed at night, if your mind is distracted here and there and everywhere, it's hard to settle, it's hard to sleep, it's hard to be nourished. So developing a mind that's undistracted, that can settle, that can calm, knows how to do that, has been trained how to do that, is a huge gift that we can give to ourselves, again, not just for practice, but for our daily lives, for sleeping, for doing what is needed to be done, etc. And for practice, I once did a survey and looked at the Majjhima Nikaya, and the number one and two words that were repeated the most was Buddha and Dharma. And number three, there were a few words tied for the third position. The third one in that position was states of jhana, absorption, samadhi. So states of mind being calm and undistracted. So it is so important for this practice, for us to know, for us to learn, for our heart minds to learn how to settle, be unified, be undistracted. There are many different ways, many different tools that are supportive, that help this undistractability of the mind. As we'll discuss together this week. The first one I'd like to discuss today, as actually we've been practicing with, is a sense of resolve, is a sense of resolve for seclusion, resolve for non-distractedness, or what I call the wind drag, to put down what is not needed in this moment, put down what's not needed. And often when we think of seclusion, or if we think of relinquishment, we think, oh, relinquishment, oh, sounds so heavy, and oh, relinquishing what's good and sounds pretty bare, whereas it's actually the other way around. We're relinquishing, giving up, we're renouncing, renunciation of what is extra, what is too much, what is distracting, what is not wholesome. And renunciation, this relinquishment, it requires right intention. It requires a sense of resolve, so that when the mind says goes off in thought and worry or self-judgment or ill will, you name your top 10 list, the heart mind doesn't revel in it like, oh yeah, juicy, fun, more ill will, more self-judgment. No, there is a right intention. There is a resolve. No, come back. I've done this so many times. Not helpful. This is not helpful. Dear mind, beloved mind, come back. Come back again with loving kindness, with gentleness. And yet with a sense of resolve, knowing that this is not helpful for your benefit, for others, and the world. And the Buddha talks about this, and I'd like to share briefly, quickly, from Majjhima Nikaya 19. As I remained thus heedful, ardent, and resolute, thinking imbued with ill will arose in me. I discerned that thinking imbued with ill will has arisen in me. This is the Buddha talking, of course. And that leads to my own affliction, or to the affliction of others, or to the affliction of both. It obstructs discernment, promotes vexation, and does not lead to unbinding. And as I noticed that it leads to my own affliction, it subsided. As I noticed that it leads to the affliction of others, to the affliction of both, it obstructs discernment, promotes fixation, and does not lead to unbinding, unbinding being freedom, nibbana. It subsided. Whenever thinking imbued with ill will had arisen, I simply abandoned it, dispelled it, wiped it out of existence. Now, that is pretty direct. That's very direct guidance. Noticing what is not helpful. What is not helpful, where the mind has gone before. And with heedfulness, ardency, and resolution, abandoning. So my invitation for today is to notice in your daily life, what is extra? What is wind drag? What doesn't lead to benefit for yourself, for others, and the world? And in fact, the other way, it leads to your own affliction of others, or both. As the Buddha says, what needs to be put down, and just doing what you're doing. If you're washing the dishes, just wash the dishes. Don't need the extra wind drag. Don't need the extra afflictions. Just be, just simple, undistracted. Wishing you all the best, Sangha, and may our practice be of benefit to ourselves, others, and the world. May you be well. Take good care.